Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Another great week. A week to celebrate no balloon in the sky assaulting our dreams, making us afraid. We have other things to worry about that probably are more consequential dangers than the spy balloon displaying the Chinese grasp on the very finest cutting-edge 14th century technology. The other thing to worry about has to do with Nazis in America. Yeah, really, Nazis in America. And their desire to basically blow up the country in order to unleash a race war. It's called accelerationism. And to accelerate to this whole idea of America falling apart directly. Will President Biden address that in his address tomorrow night? Almost certainly not. There are notes, however, about what people are concerned about, the people who are working on the speech. According to the New York Times, advisors are acutely aware that his delivery of the speech may be as important as its content, that he needs to appear forceful and vigorous at age 80 to demonstrate that he can handle the burdens of the presidency even at 86 at the end of 8 years in the Oval Office. To that end, former speechwriters for other presidents said White House aides may be especially attuned to ensuring that sentences are not too long and do not include words he may stumble over. In last year's State of the Union address, Biden said Iranian when he meant Ukrainian. Remember that? Confusing a foe for a friend.
Makes no sense.
Or a friend for a foe. Biden also said America when he meant Delaware. Well, to him, Delaware is America.
Oh, God love you. What am I talking about?
And then he said profits when he meant prices.
Are you joking? Is this a joke?
But he exhibited energy, which will be important to display Tuesday night. Well, easy. According to YouGov, yet another terrible poll for Biden. What percentage of people say that Biden has made the nation more united? 23%. While 44% say he has made it more divided. And 24% he has made little difference. In other words, you have three times the number of people who think he's made no difference or that he has actually made the country more divided. When you have 44% saying that they made the nation more divided, this is a tough climax. Speaking of divided, there is this. It's breaking news today. And it's the kind of plot that is completely crackpot, but it's also completely plausible and could be incredibly destructive. A neo-Nazi leader was one of the two people arrested in a plot to attack Baltimore's power grid. This according to federal sources. The suspects are named Brandon Russell and Sarah Clendaniel. They actually took steps to shoot multiple electrical substations in the Baltimore area in an attempt to completely destroy the whole city, prosecutors said. This is exactly how serious it might have been. Listen.
Okay, this could have been a serious disaster for Maryland's residents had this couple not been stopped. And it appears, at least from the charging documents, that the way authorities really got to them was through a confidential informant. They are having conversations, making active plans, talking about the guns that they need, talking about the way to inflict maximum damage by doing this in the wintertime, knowing that people are so reliant on power. It's interesting also to note here that Brandon Russell is someone well known to law enforcement, as you mentioned, an avowed neo-Nazi, someone who had been on their radar for quite some time. He had, in fact, only recently gotten out of prison. He had actually been prosecuted before for having explosive materials. You see him there. This woman that he apparently met while she was also in prison, Sarah Clint Daniel, she was in prison on a separate charge for armed robbery.
And this fun couple, basically part of a movement in America. We had this here in the Puget Sound area. The city of Tacoma, there were thousands of homes and businesses that lost power. And it was power during some very inclement weather. It was very cold. And imagine your life being disrupted, or them succeeding in shutting down the whole city of Baltimore. Why are they targeting Baltimore? Because a heavily a percentage of African Americans in Baltimore. Here's more about the federal authorities on their plans.
Take a listen to how federal authorities described their plans earlier today.
Russell provided instructions and location information. He described attacking the power transformers as the greatest thing somebody can do. In her own words, Clint Daniel said she was determined to do this. She added, it would lay this city to waste. Their actions threaten the electricity and heat of our homes, hospitals, and businesses.
Okay, and this more from MSNBC. Listen.
Of course, one of the big questions had been whether this was part of some larger plot. We've seen several of these different shootings at power stations across the country. Authorities were asked about that today, and at least as of right now, they said this does not appear to be connected to any larger scheme or plot. But obviously, if they had gone through with it, it would have inflicted substantial damage.
This is another threat to power stations across the country. There were already two other attacks, and I don't believe have they apprehended the suspects in those attacks? Have they found anybody?
They have not. Do they even
have suspects, I should say?
Well, we don't know yet whether they have any suspects, but if they do, we haven't seen that. And as you mentioned, like, they caused maximum damage for those residents. Tens of thousands of people were left without power in the wintertime because of those attacks.
So if he goes to jail again after this second charge, does that mean his sentence would be extended?
Yeah, effectively, although it would be for a separate charge. We'll see what, in fact, he is facing. The judge would be the one who would decide that, but he's facing up to 20 years in prison if convicted on this particular charge.
And then again, there's this story from a completely different part of the country in Atlanta from Fox 5. Listen, number 15.
Some people in Dunwoody and Sandy Springs woke up to several anti-Semitic messages scattered throughout their neighborhood. NewsHour reporter Kim Loeffler has more from Dunwoody and how that community is responding.
Those hateful messages were found in these baggies filled with kernels of corn in several neighborhoods in and around this area. This left many in the Jewish community in disbelief that something like this could happen so close to home.
Right across the street, you know, from my house.
Jeremy Schulman was walking his dog Sunday morning when he got an alert about anti-Semitic messages in Dunwoody. And that's when he found dozens of these bags not far from his home.
It's extremely nerve-wracking to me because you hear about it on, you know, in the media, on the news, you know, all the time, but it's never at your front door. When it's at your front door, it's just disheartening and sickening.
He spent the morning picking up at least 50 bags and getting them off the streets.
Okay, at least that's one way to clear away litter. There was also a synagogue shooting in San Francisco, and it turns out the weapon used may have been firing blanks, but it still terrified people in San Francisco's Richmond district. It's a synagogue not far from Golden Gate Park. So what is going on in anti-Semitism and neo-Nazi extremism showing more and more strength across the country? We'll talk to Mark Oppenheimer, who wrote a book about the shooting in Squirrel Hill, Pennsylvania, which was his hometown. That and more coming up with Mark Oppenheimer on the MedMed Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Medved Show, CBS News is reporting a man suspected of firing a gun, possibly loaded with blanks, inside a San Francisco synagogue has been arrested, authorities announced on Saturday. The suspect was taken into custody Friday evening. The San Francisco County Sheriff's Office identified the suspect as a 51-year-old Dimitri Mishin, who, it turns out, despite the fact that he was visiting the synagogue, has a great deal of Nazi associations on the Internet and his Internet profile. Somebody who's written about this and the dangers, terrible dangers that another synagogue and the single most deadly episode of anti-Semitism in American history, thank God, was the Tree of Life Synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh. You may remember that a couple of years ago. The Tree of Life synagogue shooting in the soul of a neighborhood, Squirrel Hill, is the name of the latest book, most recent book, by Mark Oppenheimer, who speaks on issues of anti-Semitism and Jewish survival, a professor at Yale University, and someone who has also taught at Stanford, Wesleyan, Wellesley, and elsewhere. Mark, it seems like we have stories like this. There's one in Atlanta. There's one in San Francisco. There's this new arrest in Baltimore. What is going on with this rising tide of anti-Semitism we keep hearing about?
Right. Well, first of all, thank you for having me on. And, this is an extremely important topic. Okay, let me give you two things. I'm not going to promise an explanation because there's no perfect explanation or satisfying explanation for this kind of madness or this kind of hatred. But let me give you two things. Number one is, I don't think you can ever underestimate the role of the Internet in spreading hatred. I often make the case, I'm often asked when I give speeches and talks or working as a scholar in residence, doing a lot of public thinking out loud, I'm often asked about Kyrie Irving, I'm asked about Ye and these anti-Semites. And I always make the point that if this is 30 years ago, they could make these statements once. They could go on Johnny Carson or Good Morning America or the Today Show and say it once, but then they wouldn't be invited back for 5 years. So you had one shot at the apple 30 years ago of saying something patently bigoted or offensive in American public life, and then it would pretty much get shut down, and you wouldn't have those avenues open to you. But with social media, with the fact that everyone has a platform, even if they throw you off one platform, you go to another, and people retweet you, and people quote you, and people, you can get your word out, no matter how crazy or offensive or stupid your word is, you can get it out without the mainstream media. So this is true of all sorts of violence, extremism, and hate groups, and bigotry, which is all of a sudden you don't need a printing press. You don't need to get your book published and then get it into, I'm thinking 30 years ago, Walden Books or B. Dalton. You just take to social media. So the transmission of the kind of crazy or offensive ideas that would have had a little more difficulty getting public traction 30 or 40 years ago has just sped up, exponentially. The second thing I'll say, and by the way, we're all complicit in that. All of us who are on social media, who spend valuable time on this earth, our finite lives, scrolling through Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, are complicit in a culture that allows this hatred to spread. All of us should be getting off of those screens and leading more thoughtful, responsible and happy lives. But the second thing I'll say, just briefly, Michael, is that there is also a kind of way in which sometimes a certain crazy becomes epidemic. You think of the epidemic of plane hijackings in the 1970s, right, where it rises and then it kind of fell. And school shootings just got a certain traction so that people who are a little bit unhinged, who would have done something else in a different era, became mass shooters in the 90s and off and teens. And now I think we're seeing that anti-Semitism is gaining a certain currency with people who have some sort of proclivity toward hatred and violence.
Okay, let me ask you, and this is something else you've written about very, very insightfully, a piece you did on the New York Times about George Santos. Yeah, we have to bring him up. The point is, how can you say that somebody who has no Jewish background is zero? He claims he's Jewish, but he ran pretending to be Jewish. How could anti-Semitism be so bad when this make-believe Jew, pretend Jew, actually won an upset victory in a district in Long Island?
Well, you know, things are complicated, right? And, and the more complicated, but you know, they're not impossible to figure out. We are a country of about 330 million people. There is definitely room in a country as large and beautifully diverse and multifarious as this one for us to say that in the broad mainstream of public opinion, there is very little anti-Semitism. And in fact, there are a lot of people who think well of Jews. And by the way, it's also the case that George Santos didn't say, I'm a practicing devout Orthodox Jew who goes to a synagogue. What he said was, I have Jewish ancestry. And one of the points I made in that op-ed was, there's no such thing as bad ancestry. You can say my ancestor's Jewish, Native American, Black, Hispanic. You can say that 30 generations ago my ancestors were grave robbers, ditch diggers, mass murderers. If it's far enough back in the generations, people think it's an interesting fact about you. They don't hold it against you, right? Any kind of ancestry is interesting if you go 5 or 10 generations back. So it's absolutely possible for somebody to get a little bit of goodwill by saying, oh, I have a little bit of Jewish heritage. And most people say, oh, that's kind of interesting and cute. And at the same time, for Judaism to be something that people at the fringes, the radical extreme fringes, think, you know, is worth killing you over. That, those two things can both be true.
Yeah, I thought your piece on George Santos was incredibly insightful, is that people are more comfortable, as you put it, with dead Jews, unfortunately, than with people who may make a public display of actual Jewish commitment. In terms of the rise of anti-Semitism, I don't think that President Biden is going to say anything about it tonight, but it is something that is on the minds of many Americans, and by the way, not just Jewish Americans. Mark Oppenheimer's pieces can be read. They're linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. I know that there are several new book projects on the way to keep posted for. When we come back, there is a tectonic shift that seems to be going on with one of the most substantive and well-heeled and influential conservative organizations in the country. It's the Koch Network. Remember the Koch brothers? They have signaled a change of course regarding the election coming up. We will get to what they're doing and saying coming up on the Medved Show.
900-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News update. More than 3,000 people are dead after an earthquake rocked Turkey and Syria early Monday morning. The 7.8 magnitude quake was followed by several aftershocks.
They may take up to one year, you know, the aftershock activity will not stop immediately. the size of aftershocks may be as large as 6.5.
That's geologist Ziandin Sakir. A Florida resident with ties to a neo-Nazi group, one of two people accused of plotting what federal prosecutors say is a racially motivated attack on Baltimore's power grid. Brandon Russell and Sarah Clendaniel planning to shoot up electrical substations to destroy Baltimore. And women in the U.S. may still have a constitutional right to an abortion, even though the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. A Washington, D.C. judge said the 13th Amendment may include reproductive rights. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Michael Medved Show.
And of course, with the State of the Union tomorrow night, everybody's thinking about the presidential run and expecting to hear President Biden lay out the vision for not just his next 2 years, but the next 6 years, which he hopes he will get as president. And yes, of course, you immediately think of the next presidential election, which is approaching more rapidly than you would even think, because they're talking about the first primary, which would be in South Carolina, is going to be on February 3rd. You may say, wait, February 3rd, that already happened. That was last week. No, it's February 3rd of next year, but it's less than a year. You ready a year from now for primaries to start again? And yes, that was no mistake. The Democrats have rearranged the primaries. It will no longer be that New Hampshire has the first primary coming right after the Iowa caucuses. It's now going to be New Hampshire will be in second place, with South Carolina first, New Hampshire and Nevada in second place. In any event, there's this article, and it's stunning. It's by Maggie Haberman in the New York Times, and she reports the donor network created by the billionaire industrialist brothers Charles G. and David H. Koch is preparing to get involved in the presidential primaries in 2024 with the aim of, quote, turning the page on the past in a thinly veiled rebuke of President Donald Trump, according to an internal memo. The network, comprising an array of political and advocacy groups that have been backed by hundreds of ultra-wealthy conservatives, has been among the most influential forces in American politics over the past 15 years, spending nearly how much? $500 million. Yeah, that's right. Supporting Republican candidates and conservative policies in the 2020 election cycle alone. Just think about that. But it has never, ever before supported candidates in presidential primaries. The potential move against Mr. Trump could motivate donors to line up behind another prospective candidate. Thus far, only the former president has formally entered the race. The memo went out to the affiliated activists and donors after a weekend conference in Palm Springs, California, where the network's leaders laid out their goals for the next presidential election cycle. At various sessions, they made clear they plan to get involved in primaries this time for various offices and early. The Republican Party is nominating bad candidates who are advocating for things that go against our core American principles, the memo declares. And the American people are rejecting them. It asserts that the Democrats are responding with politics that also go against the core American principles. Americans for Prosperity's Super PAC, that's one of the groups affiliated with, the most prominent group affiliated with this network, Americans for Prosperity's Super PAC spent nearly $80 million during the 2022 midterm elections, but that is likely just a fraction of the network's overall spending, much of which was undertaken by nonprofit groups that will not be required to reveal their finances until this fall. One of the lessons learned from primary campaigns in the 2022 election cycle, the memo says in boldface, is that the loudest voice in each political party sets the tone for the entire election. In a presidential year, that's the presidential candidate. It continues. And to write a new chapter for our country, we need to turn the page on the past. So the best thing for the country would be to have a president in 2025 who represents a new chapter. The American people have shown that they're ready to move on. And so Americans for Prosperity will help them do that. Although the memo did not mention Mr. Trump's name, leaving open the possibility that the network could fall in behind him if he won the Republican nomination, it references a new chapter, and leaving the past behind had an unmistakable impact. Given the significance of the Kochs in the past in animating the conservative movement supporting Republican candidates, this is extraordinary. A number of the big donors, who backed Mr. Trump in 2016 and 2020 have yet to say that they will do so again. Other groups of donors, such as those belonging to the hedge fund billionaire Paul Singer, has called his organization called American Opportunity, American Opportunity Alliance, which overlaps with the Koch network, are also largely on the sidelines so far. So will they be going after Nikki Haley, supporting her candidacy, which is on the way? Tim Scott, who, as I mentioned, has $20 million saved up, left up from his senatorial campaign, he could also be a major factor. And, in fact, Tim Scott was on Fox News with Trey Gowdy, who was recently a guest on this show, and he gave a little bit of a preview or anticipation of Trump's big speech tomorrow night. Listen. Number four.
Well, I think you'll hear a lot of glossing over of the real issues that the American people are suffering through. If we were going to hear something authentic from President Biden, it would be, American people, I'm sorry. I apologize for record-breaking crime, record-breaking inflation, and record-breaking border crossings. What I anticipate, however, is he will talk about nothing for as long as humanly possible and stop talking. What do the American people deserve? They deserve to be inspired. They deserve to be encouraged. Listen, in fact, it is true that the American entrepreneur, in the face of this inflation, has continued to hire people because it is the responsibility of the American people, not the government, to create jobs.
Okay, and something else that President Biden will talk about, Chris Sununu, the governor of New Hampshire, who is also a potential presidential candidate and a formidable one, said this about some of the Democratic talking points.
But listen. I know what we're going to hear. We're going to hear him take credit for, you know, adding more jobs than ever before. After a pandemic, that wasn't very hard. He's going to kind of talk about, oh, we have unemployment finally coming down and inflation coming down. Well, inflation was at a record high. Of course it's coming down. It couldn't have gone any higher. So the president's going to do what he does, try to take credit for all of this stuff. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter about the speech. It matters what's going on in this country. It matters just talking to people. Go into a store. Go into a grocery store and just talk to people in the cereal aisle. What are they feeling? You know, do they feel confident about this leadership that the president? No. Your own polls showed that, right? So at the end of the day, the best leadership is one that looks inside, says, what are we doing right? What are we doing wrong? Right? If we don't acknowledge the problems, we can't fix it. That's what I do as governor. It's what a lot of folks do. We need to see more of that out of Washington.
But there are signs of a turnaround here, aren't they? I mean, inflation is down. Gas prices are, you know, way off, about $1.50 off their high. And you can't ignore that unemployment number, 3.4%, the lowest in decades. I mean, that matters, doesn't it?
A turnaround from where we were? Well, of course that was going to turn around, but believe me, we're going to be in 3 or 4 years of stagflation.
Okay, let us hope that he is wrong about that, but good that he faced the question. Coming up, there are all kinds of levels of criminality that are unfortunately associated with politics today. Okay, what about the idea of taking a check that was made out for charity, crossing out the name of the charity and putting in your own personal name for your own personal benefit? What member of Congress could possibly be guilty of that scummy crime? We'll give you the answer. You won't be surprised. Coming up on the MedVet Show. Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved Show, I think that one of the most effective forms of charitable solicitation is to show photographs of dogs looking up with pleading eyes, dogs who need a new home. Have you ever adopted a dog from a pound or a shelter? I have. And she was a wonderful part of the family for 10 years. And in any event, there's a story in the New York Times, and it reads like this. Money had come in from raffles and sales of gift baskets. A few pets had found new homes. All in all, the adoption charity event at a Pet Oasis store on Staten Island in New York had been a great success. But then the charity's leader made an odd request. He insisted that the store owner, who had been collecting all the money, the proceeds, that the store owner give him the proceeds in a check made out to him personally. The name on the check? Anthony DeVolder. Does that sound familiar to you? That's one of the many, many names used by George Santos. In fact, I think that's his real name. The owner refused. It was outraged because they had been collecting all this money for lost dogs, basically. The owner refused and made the check payable to the charity, which was called Friends of Pets United. And days later, he looked at his bank records. He noticed that the check had been altered. Don't try this at home. It's called a federal crime. I mean, for goodness sake. You can't, they make out a check to some charity and you put your own name in it. The charity's name had been blotted out. When it cashed, it was crossed out and it had Anthony DeVolder written on it, said the owner of the pet Oasis on Staten Island. His name is Daniel Avesato. Okay. Sorry. Stealing money from a lost dog's charity, does it get lower than that? Really? Does it? Where? How? Well, here's another how. The understaffed San Francisco Police Department took nearly 15 hours to respond to a burglary call, setting off criticisms. Imagine that. From the victims that residents have no protection from the city. Small businesses in San Francisco are getting squeezed all the time, and we have no protection from the city, said Eleanor Hayes, the wife of a bar owner that was robbed last month. She told San Francisco Chronicle, the message is you should just be happy it wasn't worse. The Black Magic Voodoo Lounge on Lombard Street was robbed on January 13th, and a neighbor claimed he saw three men jump out the window of the bar, according to the outlet. And then in Florida, New Horizons in honoring the Second Amendment, Florida is weighing allowing concealed carry guns without any permitting. Florida is set to become the 26th state to allow citizens to carry firearms without a permit under legislation outlined Monday by the Republican House Speaker in the state of Florida, Paul Renner. Conservatives and gun rights groups in Florida have long pushed to give Florida residents the ability to carry firearms with a permit, known by supporters as constitutional carry, but past legislation has routinely gotten bogged down. This year's efforts are bolstered by Governor Ron DeSantis, who has repeatedly said he would sign a permitless carry bill if lawmakers sent it to his desk. In other words, I'm not sure I understand what the opposition to going through a permitting process for getting a firearm really is. There was a piece, and it was an interesting piece, by Nick Kristof, the columnist for the New York Times, who had flirted with a run for governor in Oregon as sort of a conservative-shaded, moderate kind of squish Democrat. But in any event, he didn't run. But he wrote about the fact that we have made tremendous success in the United States in terms of regulating alcohol, in terms of regulating cigarettes, and in terms of regulating cars, those three things. And the numbers are really astonishing, how many lives have been saved by regulation of cigarettes, alcohol, and cars. And the question he is posing is, why is there such opposition to any regulation of guns? And the obvious answer is because it's in the Constitution. But does that bring you to the repeal of the Second Amendment venture? No, it shouldn't. And certainly not to ask for constitutional carry. The idea that any court in the country would find it unconstitutional to require a permit to carry a firearm in public. Of course, we know lots of people who have permits here in the state of Washington, and Washington is actually one of those states that has, for a very liberal-leaning state, has a very high percentage of people who do get permitted and do carry and do turn to firearms and some expertise in firearms as a means of self-protection and maybe, just maybe, discouraging crime in general. Speaking of crime in general, there's a very scary happening to an idyllic family who are vacationing in a cabin at the end of the world. And in fact, it's a new movie by M. Night Shyamalan called Knock at the Cabin.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
two gay dads and their adopted daughter are vacationing in a cabin in the woods when Dave Bautista and three other menacing strangers turn up to make a strange demand in M. Night Shyamalan's Knock at the Cabin, now playing in theaters everywhere.
Your family must choose to willingly sacrifice one of the three of you to prevent the apocalypse. Will you make a choice?
We will never choose anyone.
And you should never choose this idiotic and ill-conceived movie that is just barely good enough to be offensive and disturbing. There are some scenes of the beginning of the apocalypse and four grisly sacrificial killings that might have been scary if the whole premise, based on an acclaimed novel, weren't so downright silly. Of course, it's rated a blood-soaked R, 1.5 stars for the incontestably odious Knock at the Cabin. And this is really a film where you can save some money. I mean, it's the kind of thing that is skillful enough to actually leave you with a real aftertaste that will not gratify you. Speaking of things not gratifying you, there's a new study that says pot is making people sick. So Congress is trying to play catch up. Now that a growing body of evidence says marijuana is in fact bad for you, more regulation is being considered. And another stupid controversy over regulation, much more stupid and unnecessary, it seems to me, than the one regarding marijuana, has to do with chocolate milk. What is the fight over chocolate milk, whether it should be banned in public schools? And that may seem like a conspiracy to you and a nasty conspiracy, but the nastiest of conspiracies is the Nazi conspiracy. The number one best-selling author of The Escape Artist and over 10 other best-selling thrillers, Brad Meltzer, has co-written a now historical book about a Nazi plan to assassinate the necessary and indispensable leaders of the West, including, of course, Winston Churchill and Franklin Roosevelt. And then finally, we'll be talking to Brad Meltzer, A.B. Stoddard of Real Clear Politics, talking about the State of the Union, George Santos, and the war in Ukraine. What do they have in common? We will get to that and much more next time, Tuesday, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.